We're getting into the heating season, and lots of folks employ various wood-burning systems. What's the most important takeaway, I guess, for people who do in terms of making sure they are aware of the potential health hazards of wood-burning?
Well, prior to installing one of these systems in your house, you can go to the BurnWise site of the US EPA, and there they have models listed that are more efficient and cleaner burning than unqualified units. So that's a great place to start. The bottom line, though, when you're operating it, is that the Wisconsin Department of Health has determined that any time neighbors or the residents themselves see a plume of smoke and smell smoke, the standard for fine particles has already been shot over the top. So there's already air pollution happening if you can see smoke and smell the smoke. And that means that fine particles are being inhaled into your lungs. They're called fine particles because they're small enough to bypass the throat and the nose and head right into your lungs, where they can aggravate asthma, especially for kids. Any adults who have bronchitis or emphysema or even heart conditions can have a rough time when there is a high level of fine particles in the air. And in Fond du Lac County, fine particles from wood burning is the greatest source of that particular type of air pollution in the county. So this really is a pretty significant way that our air is impacted, especially in the winter.
Now, I guess I didn't clarify. We're talking here about the outside situated wood burning units.
Right. Yep. The outdoor wood boilers.
Is there any way, you mentioned going to the EPA site and finding the cleanest burning models, but is there any way to retrofit or clean up units that are problematic?
The best thing you can do is follow the manufacturer's instructions that come with it and make sure you're using the right type of wood, wood that has been dried out properly, that's not still green. The issue with these wood-burning stoves outside is that because they burn over long periods of time with reduced draft, they can produce 10 times the amount of smoke of other wood-burning heat sources because they've got such a reduced draft and things are just smoldering over a long period of time. So especially if you have green or partially dried wood, or if you're not using wood at all, which happens in some cases, and it's not recommended, you can create even more smoke and more health hazards for yourself, your own family, and your neighbors than you otherwise would.
You mentioned that this is the number one contributor of fine particulates in Fond du Lac County. Has this become a public health issue? In other words, do people, property owners who might be adjacent to somebody who have one of these, are they complaining to public health authorities or other authorities?
I believe so. Yeah, you can talk to the health departments to find out more about that, but certainly all over Wisconsin, it's a concern, especially in the winter now when things are getting colder. And as I said earlier, the Wisconsin Department of Health has determined that when someone can smell smoke and see smoke, there's already a high amount of pollution there. So it really is important if you have children with asthma, as I mentioned, or in any kind of compromised health, that you're not being overly active when you have a lot of smoke or fine particles in the air. Another good way to monitor what's going on is to subscribe to the DNR air quality alerts, and they will send you an email or a text message when air pollution is either forecast to be high or is already over a certain standard, and then you can know to stay inside on those particular days or just reduce your outdoor activity so you don't put yourself at more risk.
Actually, heading into the winter season, I think we often have the sorts of weather that is going to cause this to be more of a problem, overcast days with high humidity.
Right, yep. In the summer, we watch for ozone, and in the winter, fine particles tends to be more of a problem on particular weather days.
Interesting. And then lastly, anecdotally anyway, it certainly seems that these units are becoming a lot more popular.
I think they are. People are really watching their dollars right now and are looking for any ways to reduce impact on their budgets. And the trick with these outdoor wood boilers is they may not be as efficient as you think. So although you're not paying for liquid propane or natural gas, which at the outset tends to be more expensive, you may not be getting the efficiencies that you think you're going to get with the wood-fired boiler. So it's really important to read the manufacturer's instructions, make sure you're following those rules as best you can, and then really pay attention to the fuel moisture and BTU content that you're putting in there as fuel. If you're not following the directions, you may end up spending more money in the long run or not recovering your costs as fast as you think you're going to.